This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. Jewish life in North Carolina has a rich history. Nearly 8 years ago, the Jewish Heritage Foundation of North Carolina undertook a massive project to tell the stories of the state's Jews. The interviews, pictures, and documents the foundation collected became Down Home, Jewish Life in North Carolina. It was a museum exhibit, a book, and a documentary. And now another medium, music. Down Home the Cantata is an original composition incorporating an orchestra, a choir, and recordings from the Foundation's archival interviews. Its first two performances were in Durham and Raleigh, and this Sunday afternoon you can hear it at Temple Emmanuel in Greensboro. Alejandro Ruddy is with us. He's an associate professor of music at UNCG. And Lorena Gillian is a singer and conductor of the Triangle Jewish Chorale, the group that performs the piece. Also with us, Eric Myers, Duke professor and president of the Jewish Heritage Foundation of North Carolina, who commissioned the cantata. Welcome to all of you. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Eric Myers, tell us about this, how this came to be, the idea for this cantata came to be.
Well, the idea was actually Lorena's, and she approached me about a year ago now with the idea of using the audio tapes that we have on file at Duke to make a musical presentation of them. And so she asked me what I thought of it, and I jumped on the idea. I thought it was fabulous. And she got the consent of the choir. I agreed to help with the commission, and we were going full steam ahead.
Yeah. How familiar, Lorena, were you with these oral histories? I mean, tell us a little more about them, how they were collected, and then your familiarity with them.
Well, Eric will tell you a little more about the collection, but yes, I knew some of the results. I saw the exhibition that was in several museums around the states. I saw the documentary. I got into the website. I thought that this was fantastic material to be put into music, and the Triangle Jewish Chorale, as the community group of the Jewish community in the region, owe this to their people in a way to bring to life this type of story.
So let's start with these stories, the oral history, Eric. Where do they come from? How are they recorded? And whose stories are being told?
Well, Leonard Rogoff is the historian of the Jewish Heritage Foundation, and he's done two major books and a bunch of articles on Jews in North Carolina. The first one celebrating the centennial of the Jewish community here. And I was just telling Lorena and Alejandro about it started right here in the American Tobacco area because Mr. Duke, founder of American Tobacco, brought a whole bunch of Russian immigrants to roll cigars first and then later cigarettes.
They were the pros in the world in that field, right?
Absolutely. And when Mr. Bonzak invented the automatic cigarette rolling machine, a lot of them left, but many of them stayed. That's kind of the genesis of the local community. Len went on then to write about Jews in all corners of the state and of North Carolina, and we found out that the history is much more robust than just this triangle. I mean, the Greensboro Triangle is very rich in history, especially the story of the Cohn family that came here in the 1840s. So very significant story to be told.
Making the fabric that would become Levi's jeans.
Absolutely correct.
Amazing stories here in North Carolina. Alejandro, you're a composer, and you're suddenly faced with this challenge of taking oral histories and composing music around it. What did you do first? How did you approach the challenge?
Well, I had done a few projects before where I tried to blend oral history with music in a way in which they would be partners of equal weight. So I entered in the project very confidently, but then I got a big box full of cassettes and tapes of all sorts with hours and hours and hours of interviews. And I started listening, and suddenly the voices started coming alive, and it was very clear to me what had to be part of the music. But what I really wanted is that the stories would not be mediated. There would be no retelling of the stories of these people. There would be no narrator. The voices that were recorded are going to be first-hand being played. as they were.
I'm just impressed that you had a cassette player so that you could listen to some of these.
Oh, yeah.
So that
well,
Go ahead.
And then the role of the choir and the role of the singers would be to say verbatim what these people have been saying. So there is no additional text. All we hear are the voices of the protagonists and in those historical recordings, and then the choir saying or repeating a little bit like a Greek choir what those voices, what those stories are.
Well, let's hear a sample now. This was recorded at the premiere of this piece, April 28th, at Goodson Chapel at Duke. Lorena conducted the Jewish chorale, and you will hear Alejandro on percussion. Let's listen.
My mother was born on the way over here. My father lived in Volotian in Lithuania, which was part of Russia at that time, because he came to this country to escape being drafted into the Russian army. And he was about 17 years old when he got here. And he landed in New York, where he had some relatives. And I don't know how he happened to settle in Raleigh, but I knew he was a traveling salesman. He had a horse and buggy.
I guess just about 1900. And then after being here a while, he sent for his wife and four children.
America was known as the Golden Medina, the golden land of opportunity.
There's a little bit of Down Home, the Cantata. That was recorded April 28th at Goodson Chapel at Duke. It was one of two performances so far, a third on the way in Greensboro on Sunday. So, Lorena, tell me how the choral voices work with the narration. Are you always repeating? Are you sometimes amplifying and supporting? How does it work with the singing voices?
The description that Alejandro made before, that we act like a Greek choir, repeating words, is very accurate. We amplified, in a way, musically, and echoed their stories. There is a number, although, at the end of the cantata, the letter, that is the only instance in which there is no recording voices, and it's all based on a historic letter that was handed down when these Jewish immigrants came here to America. And the choir is the responsible of repeating the words written in this letter.
Alejandra, how did you approach this? Did you listen to the stories first and then begin to compose the music, or did you embed the stories in a score that you'd already written? How did it go?
I spoke repeatedly with Eric. We talked about, okay, what themes have to be there, and he was very helpful, and we laid down the different themes that would become the seven different movements of the piece. So first I started gathering all the audio recordings to get the themes together and create a narrative out of those clips. And then started coming up with the music to fit the emotions and the environment of those clips. And there's like a mixture of, you know, one of the things that I thought is that for what I understood was that we needed to somehow show not only the North Carolina-ness, but the worldliness, the globalness of the Jewish experience. So there is like world music of all sorts, of all countries and continents pretty much, embedded in some sort of mashup.
Well, Eric, I think that's one of the things that your collection shows. We've talked about various parts of it, the documentary, the museum exhibit, on this program before. And what you get is what Alejandro's talking about, the way in which Jewish tradition and experience has influenced North Carolina history and the way the story of North Carolina has had an impact on those individuals who live here and communally. And is that what you're finding? What are the themes that are in this archive of yours?
North Carolina has been extremely receptive to immigrants through the ages, and the story of the Jewish people and their absorption into state culture is kind of what we like to think is the story of new immigrants in North Carolina today. It wasn't always easygoing. One of the segments from Durham of Mr. Katz tells of how difficult it was in the 1920s and the 1930s. Anti-Semitism was rife. The economy was down, and he had a very rough time growing up. But in the end, the Jewish community thrived here. Mayor Evans governed this great city of Durham for 12 years, helped to bring about an amicable solution, at least for a long while, between blacks and the rest of the community during integration.
And may I just interrupt, Mudd Evans, a Jewish mayor of North Carolina, or of Durham, precisely at that time, that very difficult time during desegregation.
Yes, and the Jews were leaders in the whole movement for integration in the state. And I think the black community certainly recognizes that to this day.
Alejandro, how much music of the Jewish tradition, Jewish liturgical music, is that reflected in your composition?
There is a little bit of everything, but I really tried not to use stereotypes. So everything, all of those elements of Jewish liturgical music, of Jewish non-liturgical music, and then non-Jewish music of places where Jews have been making music, which is everywhere, all of those are really integrated. And that's something I am particularly proud of. That the music, those elements are there if you want to listen to them, but they're not hitting you in the head, saying, "All right, I am this type of music."
Lorena, what is the challenge of reflecting this in the voice of singers? You know, it's one thing to try to capture the emotion of music, but there's such complexity in the human voice when it's telling a story, so many conflicts that you can hear in the voice, a happy story that you can tell has a sad element somewhere. How much of that is a challenge for singing to add this component of oral history on top of the music?
I think that Alejandro's composition allows and gives room to the singers to capture the inflections of these speakers. So when the choir or the soloist start repeating words that the narrators expressed previously, the music gives that space of interpretation, inflection in the singing to be brought into the music. And that's the challenge you have to get there after a lot of rehearsal. It's not just open to the interpretation, yeah. But you have to work it really into. But I think that that's the beauty of this music. It has that space.
What do we see at the performance? Is there live orchestra or is the music recorded? The chorale certainly is live each time. So they're responding spontaneously each time or not in the performance when I see a live performance?
Yes, the chorale is live, the orchestra is live, the soloists are live performing, and there are a couple of speakers that contain these interviews that Alejandro put into a collage, I should say, and that's the pre-recorded material that blends with the music being performed live.
That's kind of interesting, too, to think about a fixed piece, something that won't change, and yet the musicians and the vocalists are having to respond each time, possibly and most probably in a very different way, depending on the day, the time, and what's going on with them.
Yes, it's a miracle.
It's a miracle of balance as well, I have to say, as a conductor. But it worked out according to the acoustics of the places as well.
Eric, it's been performed twice. What's the response so far?
The response has been overwhelmingly positive and even emotional. In Raleigh this past week, many of the old-timers came up and said to me and to Lorena and Alejandro that they were deeply moved, that this story was a story that was their story, not just the story of the speakers themselves. And we filled the venues to standing room capacity, which was a surprise to us. But obviously, the kind of presentation that Alejandro has orchestrated has touched a very responsive chord. Mixing voices and real music.
Have any of the speakers, the people on the tape, been in the
Absolutely.
Audience?
Each of the venues has guests among those who have been recorded.
Have you talked to them?
Yes, indeed, indeed. And we have Mr. Ben Cohn featured on Sunday, and a scion of the great Cohn family, and he's pretty excited to hear it.
We will leave you with some of that music, but first I want to thank you. First, Alejandro Ruddy, Associate Professor of Music at UNC Greensboro. Lorena Gillian is a singer and a conductor of the Triangle Jewish Chorale. Eric Myers, a Duke professor, president of the Jewish Heritage Foundation of North Carolina. Down Home, the cantata will be performed this Sunday, 3:30, Temple Emmanuel in Greensboro, free and open to the public. That's our show. This is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio, and we leave you with Down Home, the cantata.